K-State Nation, Upset City has arrived, folks. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here on this mid-Saturday morning, Saturday, September 20th, 2025. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to an upset winning edition of this podcast, something that K-State football cannot do. K-State women's volleyball can, folks. Incredible game last night. The North Carolina Invitational or North Carolina Tournament, whatever, same thing. How about the Lady Volley Cats getting it done last night in five sets as they took down, upset, 25th ranked North Carolina in five sets. This was an epic battle and led by Shaylee Myers. We've been talking about it so far this year. Or again, I have to remind y'all, if you've been to Every Day of this podcast, Shaylee Myers got to be one of those people. All right, you got to step up to the plate and be one of those veteran leaders, right? So far, she's done more than that. She had a big night last night, career night there. Without that, K-State doesn't get by North Carolina with that, but holy smokes. I'll be honest with y'all, I had a double check. I should know better than that. Obviously, Jason Mansfield, head coach of volleyball team, has done a terrific job. And even last year, right, upsetting a couple of teams last year. Even in his first year, he went back to his first year, upset a couple of teams. Guy obviously came to K-State. He has a proven resume, right? Beating top teams, obviously. This is no different. Third year in a row now that his team has upset somebody in the top 25 with his team not even ranked, obviously. We haven't seen volleyball ranked in a long-ass time at Kansas State, but what head coach Jason Mansfield and his teams know how to do, put those top-ranked teams under pressure and take them down. We have the opportunity. Wow. Look, it started out bad. Losing 25-16, and then you respond 25-19. And look, actually, K-State had a 2-1 set lead. And then, oh, damn, North Carolina responded with a big fourth set to force the fifth and final set. I'm like, oh, damn, 25-13. Like, uh-oh, North Carolina has all the momentum. But K-State Lady Volleycats showed out when they needed to in the fifth and final deciding set there to take this win. And more importantly now, Kansas State 6-1. Now you have an opportunity to take this tournament. And you play East Carolina tonight, later on tonight. So, wow, incredible stuff. And more impressively, you did this on the road, East Coast. And this is obviously shoots to the top as one of the... Now, obviously, you know, you play mediocre teams and all that, but this shoots right to the top of the board right here. Beating a top 25 team, no matter what the sport it is, huge, huge. I'll get to Shaylee in just a minute because she was her fingerprints were all over this match. But we're gonna get to Jason Mansfield right now, head coach of this volleyball team here. We'll start with this quote: "Incredible win and confidence builder for this team. I'm so proud of how we responded after the first set and played so aggressively in the second and third. After we lost our way in the fourth, we got back to playing this game that the way we wanted to play from the service line and on defense. That was really the difference in the match. All of the blockers did a good job slowing them down and getting good touches and some timely stuffs, but our defense behind the block was especially Simone Sims. She was flying around tonight." And then Coach Mansfield gets to Shaylee Myers here. Quote, and this is perfect because it stops right here. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. K-State upsets 25th ranked North Carolina last night in the full five frames, 3-2. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri, for this edition of the podcast here on Shaylee Myers. This is back to head coach Shaylee Myers. Shaylee Myers, this is head coach Jason Mansfield on Shaylee Myers, who's becoming, obviously, one of your star players, which she needed to be. And she's become more than that. Now I lost it. Here we go. Quote, it's hard to put into words how great of a performance Shaley had tonight. North Carolina has a really big right side block with an amazing libero who had 26 digs. Shaley still had 27 kills on the night, hitting 426 with only 4 errors on the night on 54 swings. I'm not sure I've seen a stat line very many times in my career like that. She's been putting up insane numbers for us all season, and it's really special to see her confidence and her belief in herself continuing to grow, end quote there as well. Yeah, Shaley, well, there it is right there. Jason Mansfield, head coach of this team, just put it out right there. 27 kills on the night for Shaley Myers there in this game. And looks like this is Shaley Myers, going back to her real quick, sixth player staying on those 27 kills last night. Sixth player in K-State school history during the Riley scoring era to reach that mark in a season match. Incredible. Incredible stuff right there. K-State volleyball taking down 25th ranked North Carolina last night and giving North Carolina Lady Tar Heels their second loss of the season. And now K-State, you got a big chance here, obviously, to take this tournament. They take on East Carolina. When we come back, we're gonna take a quick timeout on the postcast here. When we come back, we'll finish this up. This is the postcast of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. We'll be back. Welcome back, folks, to the postcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports here. K-State knocking off upset North Carolina, something that the football team cannot do. Hey, Greer here again. So the winning vibes continue. Despite all that, I said last week on the show, right? I said it last week on the show. Soccer is getting it done. Volleyball now getting it done as well. And if you, hey, you want to go check out soccer, women's soccer, ladies sports? Hey, if football can't continue to get it done, underperforming, go check out the women's volleyball team, baby. Well, once they return home anyways, they've got one more game on the road in that tournament against East Carolina the same time as last night, tonight, there as well. And K for K-State volleyball team. This is big momentum. Another confidence booster for this team. Obviously, there as well. I'm going to take a look at some more notes here. I had to change some stuff around because that is just annoying. But anyway, here, staying with, wait, I just had it here for a second. Oh, no. Okay, so so for the 52nd time, K-State Women's Volleyball has knocked off a 25-ranked opponent, sixth, against a ranked team there as well. Let me see. I saw a stat here earlier. Now I can't find it. Oh, here we go. Yeah, under Jason Mansfield. And I thought this record was a little bit better than that. 7-13 all-time. To this point, anyways, their seventh win against a top 25 opponent. Amazing. Amazing stuff right there. Let me see. Yeah, North Carolina still leads the series 2-1 there and all that. Other stuff there. Ava LeGrand. Going back in this podcast with her this morning here. This will come out immediately there as well. Ava LeGrand also had a career night last night. 40 assists last night. LeGrand, yeah, 40 or more assists, while Simone Sims, 18th career match with double-digit digs there as well. And Coach Mansfield, in that little paragraph right there that I read there, recorded Coach Mansfield, was all over the court. Simone Sims is kind of a wild card in that sense there as well. So, great night last night by the Folly Cats. Woohoo! Like I said, I had to double check that. Like, what? Wait, what happened? Oh, damn, we won! Oh, let's go, baby, let's go! Yeah, so tonight, K-State will look to sweep the Carolina teams there. So they'll take on East Carolina, and East Carolina, 7-1. So another tough opponent for this team, but again, they play like that. They're going to be right there in this game. So, they're about to take down North Carolina 2-1 before North Carolina responded, of course. Like all good teams do, respond. And then K-State responded with a 5-point victory in the final deciding set to take the win. And now, K-State women's volleyball, 6-1. I'm going to throw in women's soccer for K-State, 5-1-2. Yes, I know they didn't win, but a draw and getting a point, that's even bigger for head coach Colin Corbin and that team over there. Asshole, I'm telling you, these women's sports, baby. They start getting attention because football ain't getting done right now. Just saying. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to just record K-State content. iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your favorite K-State podcast, Podbean app. We'll see if I have some errands I got to run. We'll see if I can squeeze that in there this weekend at some point. We'll see. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That is, once again, K-State Nation. GREER number 3 EDDID Partners Podcast. Myself and Alex Ayn will be back. I may be back over there this weekend, but over there with K-State football on a bye week, I'll have Alex come on Monday and maybe have two episodes. We'll just have to go to the flow and see what the mood is. And of course, tell a fellow K-State fan or a student or a new student or a passionate K-State fan about the Purple Project Podcast. Alex Ayn out there in Sydney, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. How about them Lady Volleycats, folks? The ladies volleyball team upsets 25th ranked North Carolina in 5 full sets. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another KSU postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.